Growing and moving forward. When should you consider additional training and professional certifications? After you have worked in real estate for about a year, you will have had considerable exposure to people and situations that contribute to a successful career in real estate. You may even have run across some challenges or aspects of the industry that you prefer to others. Whatever your preference or skill level, it is always wise to go beyond the required renewal courses for your first years. Not only can you substantially improve your business and level of services, but you will also gain understanding and insight into segments of the real estate industry of which you may have none. Sometimes, even seasoned agents may not be aware of the material covered in many of the continuing education courses. This component is an accordion comprised of collapsible content panels containing display text. Select the item titles to toggle the visibility of these content panels. Remember, there is more to your business development and expenses than purchasing marketing materials and running the business. Investment in your development is crucial. ABR, Accredited Buyer Representation. Next, consider the ABR, Accredited Buyer Representation, designation. This designation not only positions you for successful business practices and handling buyers, but it also covers the issues of representation in depth to keep you operating ethically and legally for a long time. Then, you can consider other designations that may take more years of experience or transactions. For example, the Certified Residential Specialist, CRS, provides valuable information from nationally recognized speakers who cover topics specifically related to increasing your production. CIPS, Certified International Property Specialist. Next, consider the Certified International Property Specialist, CIPS, designation. This 5-course designation package is critical for any agent working with international buyers or in foreign markets and covers the ins and outs of international tools for these transactions, as well as the specifics of various regions, including Europe, the Americas, and Africa. A highly regarded designation for any realtor, the CIPS series of designation courses will prepare agents to operate in any market. NAR's ePro Certification Program. NAR's ePro Certification Program is ideal for agents who want to improve their technology skills and learn how to compete and succeed in the digital age of real estate. Check with your local associations to locate a list and descriptions of the designations they offer. Community involvement. The first few years of a career in real estate can seem rather hectic. This is only an indication of what is to come. Real estate is a busy business. There is always a list of tasks to complete, one of the most important being prospecting. A large part of prospecting is community involvement. In many ways, you are selling buyers on community. Being involved in community activities and local charity events will earn you name recognition and put you in contact with some of the area's heavy hitters. Not to mention, it is an excellent source of business and referrals. As an added benefit, you are helping others, which should make you feel good. If you take the time to build relationships within the community, then the business will flow in and fill the gaps in your business. Community involvement can also take you beyond the professional role of a real estate agent and allow you to interact with people on another, more personal level. Herein lies the secret to developing lasting relationships, meeting over a common goal, interest, or initiative. Choose your services carefully. Carefully select the organizations in which you will participate to position your business for success. You may also choose activities based solely on giving back to the community. Once you join, then volunteer to serve on committees that will provide frequent contact with a potential client base. You may even consider volunteering for large organizations that hold annual events, for example, annual silent auction. Once you become involved in an organization, treat your involvement as you would any other professional relationship. Follow through on your commitments and give your absolute best. Respect other committee members' time and positions. Offer to help in other areas if a large event is in the works. However, as with any business decision, do not take on more than you can handle. Do not overload yourself. Volunteering to help the community should not supersede running your real estate business or prospecting. The more you are willing to help others, the more willing they will be to help you. When they see how hard you work for a good cause, they will be assured that you will work equally hard for the referrals they send to you. What could be better than developing professional relationships while working for the community? What's in it for you? WIIFY. Bullitt viewed as a community leader. Bullitt, frequent contact with community movers and shakers. Bullitt, free publicity in newspaper and other sources of the media. Bullitt, you will enjoy networking because you are contributing to your community and other people's lives. Bullitt, gain communication skills and public speaking opportunities. Bullitt, exercise negotiating skills for fundraising or through other efforts. Bullitt, practice and learn more organization skills. Bullitt, forced to practice good time management. Bullitt, learn something new. Wish you had a mentor? If you ask any new agent, they are likely to tell you they wish they could have had a mentor in their first year to show them the ropes and to guide them through the challenging first years of real estate. Before you burst into someone's office and ask them to be your mentor, there are some things you should know about the mentoring relationship. It is common for successful people in any business or personal endeavor to seek a mentor to reap the benefits of a good mentoring relationship. The right mentor will provide valuable guidance, ideas, support, and time-saving advice. Mentoring characteristics. Bullitt, mentors can become your closest ally next to your family or immediate personal support system. Bullitt, mentors can help you define the critical components of your business. Bullitt, mentors can teach you accountability, which is essential for new agents who are learning a new business. Bullitt, your mentor should be someone you want to emulate, who espouses a business philosophy with which you agree. Bullitt, your mentor should inspire you to do things better while at the same time provide non-judgmental support. Many mentors will share their journey from the new agent who made mistakes to the experienced producer with much to teach. If you listen to your mentor and act accordingly, then you can put yourself months ahead of the normal learning curve. Seize the opportunity to learn from others and then incorporate the knowledge into your business practices. Look for a mentor with a high level of integrity and respect from their peers. If they have made it to the top by burning bridges and trampling professional relationships, you may want to rethink your choice in a mentor. Financial success does not equate to life success. Mentorship carries some responsibility on your behalf. Your mentor will expect you to work for the benefit of receiving their time and knowledge. Prove to your mentor that you take your business seriously, and your mentor will become your cheering squad for every success, big and small, monetary and non-monetary. Most importantly, respect their business and the time they are taking away to spend with you. So communicate with them if you have a change in plans. What to look for in a mentor? Remember that it is a big decision for a successful agent to take on the role of a mentor. When you both agree, sit down and discuss each other's expectations and roles. Establish a time frame for the relationship with scheduled check-ins. Listen to your mentor's advice with an open mind. You do not have to agree with everything your mentor believes or says. However, you may find that you want to reconsider your position on a few subjects. Always check with other sources and always check in with your broker. Sometimes one mentor is not enough. You may want time management advice from one mentor and prospecting advice from another. When looking for a mentor, keep these tips in mind. Are you and your mentor compatible? Look for a compatible mentor who will push you beyond your comfort zone into new territory and growing opportunities. This is an opportunity to grow. Does your mentor share your business focus? Your mentor must understand your business goals so that he or she can provide the guidance you seek. Does your mentor communicate skillfully? Your mentor should be a master of dialogue for any situation in the industry. If you are lucky, you can sit in on a few conversations and learn some communication tips. Is your mentor willing and able to be honest with you? You want honest feedback. It is the only way to grow and improve your business. Attend networking events with them and emulate their masterful techniques. Questions to ask your mentor. Expect to work hard. Share great ideas with your mentor as you learn, and if you see an area in which you can assist them, technology, for example, then help them out. Bullet: what skills are necessary for me to achieve my business goals? Bullet: what are some of the challenges I could face in my career? Bullet: what services and resources do you recommend I use? Why? Bullet: what top three experiences shaped your career / where you are today? Bullet: why did you choose a career in real estate? Do the same reasons keep you in the business today? Bullet: what were your goals when you began? What are they today? Bullet: do you view my goals as realistic, and what things would you suggest altering? Bullet: is there anything I can help you with?